Press's phone records for 2 months, and they have denied, picked on, and targeted conservative groups whose really only crime was to seek that exempt tax status. The timing is odd. The scandal's enormous. And it doesn't even include Benghazi. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Got to tell you about a couple of things right off the bat here, including the fact that we are incredibly happy to welcome a new affiliate to our roster, WFLN 1480 AM in Arcadia, Florida. Spent some time there covering the Texas Rangers when they were at Port Charlotte, a beautiful little oasis. There's some great beaches in and around Arcadia, and we are very happy to be on 1480, like I said, WFLN. So welcome aboard, and thank you. Speaking of not being welcomed, I would say that any of these parties, any of these patriot parties, tea parties, that were simply trying to go through the paperwork and get that status as a nonprofit, were stunned when they were shunned, were sent 55 questions, were asked about how much money that they were going to bring in the next 3-4 years. It was an odd reach for the, without a doubt, it was an odd reach for the IRS. What were they thinking? This one by one, looking at it, they... The IRS had no business doing what they did. Even the ACLU, imagine that. Did you ever think I would say a sentence where the ACLU and the Tea Party would be in bed together? They are, because the ACLU is coming out and condemning this. They should be. This is fact-checking time, I think, and the IRS scrutiny was beyond... It was beyond the pale when it came to all of these conservative groups, much broader than originally thought and stemming from a couple of different offices, really. So what were they thinking? Did somebody tell them, just really, really look over this and pour it back and don't put the stamp of approval on it until you've jumped through 15, 16 different rings? The House Ways and Means Committee plans to hold a hearing Friday. Senate Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus, by the way, a Democrat, said that his committee would launch a full investigation into the matter, saying that the actions by the IRS are outrageous, abuse of power, a breach of the public's trust. Targeting groups based on their political views is not only inappropriate, this is Baucus still talking, but it's not intolerable. Not only inappropriate, but it is intolerable. But I guess they figured it wasn't intolerable. So Americans aren't crazy about the IRS in the first place. And remember, the whole thing is doing the job without passion or prejudice. This is obviously with prejudice here. Even the president had to weigh in at a press conference with the British Prime Minister, saying if the reports are true, it's outrageous, there's no place for it, and they have to be fully held accountable. But he has no patience with this sort of thing. But you have to wonder, why are they targeting the groups? To discourage the groups? To screen the groups? You would say that, but they've got 300. So clearly they were targeting. There wouldn't be quite that widespread. Scandals don't stop there, however. It's like that TV show, that tacky ABC show that they advertise all over the place. Scandal! Where you have the president, the fake president, saying to a mistress, you're going to move into the White House. But is it so far-fetched to think that we could have a free press? The AP phone records grab is an incredible overreach. And there is no doubt that Democrats and Republicans, much like this IRS scandal, are in agreement that can't be tolerated. They're questioning the Justice Department over their efforts to get 2 months of phone records to find out, I think, who had the leak, who leaked the information. The AP says the Department of Justice's actions show that they had recently learned the department obtained records listing outgoing calls for the work and personal phone numbers of the AP reporters in various AP offices. So all the records that they seized, will it really come to anything in the end? That's the question. That's the question. Republicans want, by the way, as an aside, new Clinton testimony on Benghazi and float the possibility of a subpoena. Wow. They're playing hardball. The circus has come to town, and they're going to catch every single act. So now there's a lot of people pressuring the former Secretary of State to return to Capitol Hill under subpoena if necessary. Just answer the questions that are surfacing about her role and their response to the terror attack. Daryl Issa, who's been very busy and in the news every other word, says, because he's the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee chair, I believe she was disconnected and dispassionate about what was happening. During the interview, Issa kept the option of forcing Clinton to testify on the table. So conservatives have challenged Clinton's account of what happened and how it was presented to the public in light of all the recent details. Subpoenas. Who are they going to try and subpoena? Former VP Dick Cheney, by the way, I'll throw this in, told Republicans during a meeting last week that they need to subpoena Clinton to get more answers, saying that Hillary Clinton should be subpoenaed. So will they follow a direct order or not? Wow. What's behind this? What's behind the Tea Party? What's behind the AP? What's behind Benghazi? Seems like a lot of things are collapsing in the credibility department. He says with Benghazi, there's no there. There's no there there. Why do we all think there is something there there? Even though we're being force-fed, there's no there there. Daryl Issa just should get a cot because he's going to have to stay overnight by the time he gets through all of these hearings. And ultimately, they make some sort of recommendation. All right, stick with us here on America Tonight. We'll go deeper in our next show when we peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. Coming up next, we are kicking the can to the other side. Why don't you get in front of me and catch that? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Going down the dirty inner city side of the road, I plotted. Madness passed me by.
Certainly what a day it's been for scandals, possible scandals, and who knows what heads will roll as a result of that. I'm really pleased to welcome our next guest, Matt Cover, with us. He's one of the guys behind, he's one of the senior staff members for Rare. If you go to rare.us, you'll know what I'm talking about. I love it. The idea is Rare, red is the center. Matt, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate the time.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having me.
Kate, it's Kate, but that's okay. Everybody thinks Kim Delaney, I know. No relation, but she overshadows certainly the name. Rare, tell me about Rare and why you guys got together and started Rare.
Yeah, so Rare is a what we like to call a social content hub, and what it is, what we're trying to do is kind of curate and surface all the different content from around the internet that is of interest to you know, right of center folks, whether they're, you know, libertarians or conservatives or, you know, just kind of right leaning, Republican leaning independents. We kind of want to find, we want it to be the place where you come to find the content that you're looking for. So we've got, you know, we try to have a mix of all sorts of stuff. We don't narrow it down to, you know, pigeonhole ourselves with one policy or another.
Yeah. At the top, if somebody goes there now, it's interesting, you're mixing up different headlines. You put some tweets. You have a tweet from Priebus, of course, from the Republican Party, obviously, the head of the Republican Party, saying, "What's amazing is at Barack Obama." Still wasn't prepared for that AP question this morning. How big does that AP story rank when we talk about going after phone records and whatnot? In 20, they looked at 20 different offices and are going through cell phone records and everything else. How bad does this look on the administration?
If an administration's had a worst week or a week that's worse than this, I can't think of it. I mean, you have Benghazi, you have this IRS business, and then now this, where the Justice Department is apparently tapping the phones, both personal and professional, of these Associated Press reporters. I mean, it's chilling stuff. And it's not that they're alleging that the reporters are doing anything wrong. I believe they're trying to track down leakers in the White House, but they're doing it by spying on the press, which is just really, it's really kind of shocking stuff.
Yeah, and as somebody, you covered The Hill for 4 or 5 years, you know, that's a no-no, isn't it, to step into that territory to go after the journalists?
Oh, wow. And the way they were doing it, they were monitoring the, you know, the AP has a line, that runs right out of the House Press Gallery, and apparently the feds were wiretapping it. So they were there in Congress spying on reporters, you know, doing their jobs, you know, exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of the press.
Yeah, and what's going to be the justification for this? You know, good luck with trying to say what would be behind that. And then, of course, you know, mentioning the IRS scandal, now and you have it, a link to it on your website, too. I think that this is what's interesting, and you talk about this, is what did the president know? When did he know it? Because the White House lawyer knew about it in April. To me, that's the super big part of this. Instead of with the shocked look, I can't believe this, I think that's pretty big if they were aware of this, don't you?
No, it is. It's and again, you know, the administration first said, you know, when the story broke last week on Friday that, you know, oh, this was just low-level staffers. It was these people in Cincinnati who were, you know, engaged in this kind of political, you know, really just persecution of these nonprofit groups. Now, of course, it comes out that no, higher ups at the IRS did know, and in fact, we found out later today that the IRS director knew. Not sure if he knew before he testified under oath to Congress that this kind of thing wasn't going on. But we also found out that, yeah, the White House told us today that the White House counsel, the president's lawyer, knew in April, and of course, you know, it's May. So they've known, the White House has known for a month. Obama today claimed that, well, I just found out Friday. Well, fire your lawyer then. You know, if he's not telling you this is going on and he holds it for a month, he should probably be looking for new work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's also on your site. It's like what we do here in America Tonight. You're hitting us with everything that's obviously big and current and your take on it and all of that and reasons why. But you also had something that was interesting. You call it Rare Take. And you talk about scientists and this test tube cheeseburger. Are you kidding me? A genetically engineered burger? I didn't even hear about that. What's the scoop on that?
No, it's pretty nuts, and that's part of what we try and do is mix in some of that other kind of interesting stuff with the politics and you know, the trying to lighten it up, spice it up a little bit. But these scientists have created basically hamburger meat in a test tube. And, I mean, you know, if you were to try and go buy one off of them, it cost you, you know, more than to buy a Ferrari or something, $385,000. But, yeah, how they've done it, don't ask me. I'm a reporter. I just put the stuff on the site, but, it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. I mentioned this at the top that before Rare, you were doing stuff on The Hill, and as somebody who had to cover day in and day out what was happening there, I don't think people realize what it's like to be in the trenches. What was it like for you?
Oh, it can be real, real fast paced. And I mean, you work like a dog. And then there are other days where, you know, cause the Congress has this really sweet gig where it starts its work week about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And then it ends about noon on a Thursday. So in between those times, if you're a reporter, you're working your butt off. And then outside of those times, you know, when Congress decides to take its week-long vacations every 3 or 4 weeks or so, you do get a break. But it's really, really interesting. I think a lot of people you'd be surprised at how short some of these members of Congress really are. They look a lot taller on television. And you're standing there and I'm 5'11", and they're coming up to my chin, and I'm going, shouldn't you be bigger? Like,
I like that. Get them a stool, something. They got to stand up on something.
Yeah.
Another thing that you talked about, which is interesting, and I would agree with you on this because you're in the middle of it. I've been in the middle of the fray for a long time now, and I think we assume that people know more details than they do. And I love what you called this, the depressing poll of the day. Americans know nothing about Benghazi. Wow, is that true?
It surprisingly, it is. And, you know, it's weird because when you're up here, you know, covering stuff, you know, you're just swimming in politics and policy and all these things. And then you know, and it's always a rude awakening. You go home, you know, like I go home for Christmas or something, and, you know, your parents or your grandparents will ask you, you know, what about this? And you're sitting there going, well, wait, don't you know? And it turns out, no, they don't. And you come to find out that, you know, gee, you know, normal people have, you know, they have lives and jobs and kids and they go to soccer. They, you know, right? They come home and they go to soccer practice. You know, they were at work all day, you know, doing accounting or sales or whatever it is they do. And then, oh, they've got a ballet recital. Well, they don't have time to read up on, you know, the ins and outs of Benghazi or farm subsidies or all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, it shocks me. But then you sit and think about it and you go, well, wait a minute, you know. What are you going to do with your life? You know, you're going to take your kid to football. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's about, and if you're somebody who's covering politics, like you said, you're so in the fray, and then you have a family. Wow, it's really rough to do that. That's why so many people bail sometimes, even partway through an administration, because they can't believe what they've, you know, what the lack of time and what they go through, especially if they're really entrenched in one of the branches, like whatever, they're doing the White House gig or something, they are there constantly. Here's something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, and you pointed it out too. Everybody wants to know if news organizations are objective, and I think that's one of the things that you set out to do when you put RARE together. What have you found about objectivity and, let's say, mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I can tell you from having been a journalist that, no, they're not really objective. I mean, it's true objectivity is kind of like it's a unicorn, right? I mean, you know, we can all describe what it looks like, but nobody's ever seen one. So it doesn't really exist. No, they're not objective. And most reporters are left of center folks. I mean, some of them are real dyed in the wool liberals and others of them are just your standard, you know, run-of-the-mill Democrat, and I can tell you that from working with them. And that's kind of something that when we put RARE together that we just decided, we're like, look, we're not even going to pretend to be objective. That's not what we're here to do. We're not going to, you know, sit there on our perch and, you know, wag our fingers at everybody else. This is a site for conservatives. This is a site for folks who are red of center. And you know, we're going to be unabashed about that.
Yep, and that's exactly what we said at the top here. Matt Cover, tell everybody to check it out. Go to rare.us. Thanks, and good luck with the site.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll unheave you. Her bad touch just squeeze you. She's cautious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Betty Davis, stand up side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, welcome back to this side, the flip side of America tonight. A lot of you sending in emails. I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of emails we get on this show. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, the IRS, what do you think should happen here? public punishment for what's now happened to all of these Tea Party folks and different organizations that again and again and again were pounded with crazy questions and were definitely targeted. I don't see in reading any of the things that I've read how they're going to come up empty on this one. This may be the downfall moment, this or perhaps the AP stuff, because the Associated Press is not going to let it go. And you know, we're talking about Constitution breaking here. So Justice Department, you know, hates freedom of the press, obviously, because they wanted to plug the leaky boat. So how'd they find out who's leaking? They decided they were going to go into the records of the AP and dig around and see what they could find out. So many of you had thoughts on the obvious scandals. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Hello. Yes, I do, sir. Can I hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
We pay this guy a fee, so I have X amount of times I can use him on the air. This one from Nathan in Illinois. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I listen to the show. I have been listening anyway for the past year and a half. I really have to say I like to listen to your points of view. The stuff with the IRS, I have to tell you, is very disconcerting, and I'll be honest about it. I'm really an independent, so it's not that I'm sticking up for the Tea Party or conservative nonprofits, but it's wrong. You can't do that. There's absolutely no way. What if the shoe were on the other foot? Can you imagine, if I have to be honest, this happened during the Bush administration? So somebody's head or heads has to be cut off, so to speak, and they have to pink slip a bunch of people. And I think they need to find out how far up the chain this went. Could it really be true that all these people were made aware of it, and yet the leader of the free world wasn't, or any of his people weren't made aware of it? How could it be that there were 300 targets, most of them loosely organized under a Tea Party headline or banner or group, and they certainly had a big impact on elections that I was concerned about back in 2010, midterm-wise, and maybe this is why they became the targets of the Obama folks. I'll tell you what, it's very disconcerting, and this is from a person who voted for the president twice. All right, we move on to this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He's a frequent emailer of the show. I say this, Jake emails almost every show. It almost gets to the point where you're like, you're worried, oh, if he didn't email, maybe something's going on. All right, so Jake says, shame on the IRS for all of the people that they hassle. Now you want to talk about overreach. I think that what happens on Friday, they have to be very, very aggressive in going after this branch of the government for clearly targeting anybody that put the word patriot and declared themselves a non-profit or Tea Party in front of whatever state they were from or whatever organization. The intimidation here is ridiculous. It's outrageous, in fact. And it doesn't matter, Kate, if you're a liberal, a conservative, a Democrat, a Republican. I mean, Austin is weird. I live in a Democratic oasis, and the people here think that it's creepy. Let's get a full investigation going on and see who has to answer. Yours always. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This IRS scandal, you know, it's like Nancy Pelosi saying, we need to have new speech laws. Are you kidding me? See, this is such a layup, because as long as you're not tied to this, now you can have an outrageous, say you're just outraged by the whole thing. We take up more time with that on the Hill. We have yet another House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee that goes in a different direction. You had Benghazi, now you have the IRS thing, and you have the AP thing. That's your taxpayer dollars at work. Okay, this one, speaking of the AP scandal, this one from Sam I Am. I don't know if it's our old friend Sam I Am. I'm not sure about that. Okay, and Sam says, how you doing? I think that the AP scandal may be the worst of all, because how often do we talk about freedom of the press and the importance of it? You say it all the time, Kate, in some of the countries you visited. It was state-run radio and television. But whether we like what we hear on the airwaves, we can certainly turn it off. But the fact that the Justice Department was so spooked by what the AP was reporting, and that they buried themselves in going through phone records, I would, if I were the Associated Press, I would be really, really, really on top of this and sue, in fact. I would turn around and sue the government. You know, the AP reported, this is what I think this may be the cause of why the Justice Department went after the AP, but the AP reported that the, you know, remember they had the foiled bomb plot against the U.S. plane that leaked in May of 2012. So the records that were specifically pulled were from five reporters and an editor who worked on that story about the plot. They were a big part of what was collected, so you could see a pattern there if you trace the stories. But none of the information the government shared with its agents listened in on any of the reporters' calls, rather. So the question is, First Amendment is there for a reason. Why would you go after reporters' phone records? Because, geez, wouldn't anybody, no matter who they were on the Hill, sure, wouldn't they want to know what was going to be reported? So subpoenas all around. Subpoenas were disclosed, I guess, to the AP on Friday. And all federal agents collected records from 20 phone lines, including personal phones and AP phones. I've said this now a couple of times, but just in case you flipped it on, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, and Washington. I mean, this is serious interference with anyone's constitutional rights, let alone the AP's. Give me a break. The, the department certainly would, I think what they're going to demand is they get rid of all the copies and they return the records, but the damage is done, clearly. I mean, it's done. Let's go on to this one from Kathy in Vermont. And Kathy says, hello, Kate. All these revelations about the Obama administration, you know, this is what we've been saying for a very long time. And instead we get labeled as kooks, nutballs, all this other stuff. The Tea Party may have some people who are way out there on the outer rim like any other group. But it's not right that they were targeted by the IRS and asked ridiculous amounts of questions, including all of the demand for the name of the donors and the volunteers and what they thought they would get as far as money that would be raised in the future. Really? Are you kidding me with this? I think there's a very, very big problem here. You know, they're saying that the Cincinnati IRS office is responsible for vetting tax-exempt applications, and they were the ones, this was really one of the big offices that started going after groups with Tea Party or any of that kind of word, any similar words in their names, Patriot, 912, all that stuff, or tighter security. They made sure that they were scrutinized that much more. So Friday was the big day that this bomb dropped when the Office of Inspector General released the draft of the investigative timeline showing that the IRS had played definite favorites with nonprofit groups that were looking for tax-exempt status, which is, by the way, always a big deal to newly formed groups who are, you know, doing everything from raising money for children in Appalachia to groups that sometimes are formed after national catastrophes and whatnot. And in this case, the fact that they, you know, just clearly went after them was a very, very big mistake, a big mistake. I mean, the Virginia organization said that they applied for 401c4 tax-exempt status in 2009. They waited 10 months to get any response. They got 17 questions, a two-week deadline, and the demand was made on the opening day of the Virginia Tea Party Convention. So they complied. They gave them 500 pages of documents. They got no response for a year. So, you know, clearly they were messing around with these people. Thanks for all of the mail. Keep it coming, AmericaTonight.net.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Cause it's easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
Song by most likely a cover band, and you all know what that is, right? The cover band that plays almost exclusively just cover songs, you know, none of their own stuff. They're not writing it, they're not doing that. They might sometimes, people call them a party band, a wedding band, a brutal band, whatever it might be. I was thinking about this because lately, all of a sudden, it's like cover bands are following me around. And, you know, America Tonight's in all those nooks and crannies that I always talk about, right? All the different cool towns and suburbs and cities. So I know that you have all heard cover bands. And somebody invited me out to a big festival of just cover bands. And foolishly, I went, I guess, thinking I was going to really see Def Leppard or AC/DC, I don't know. They even had a Michael Jackson cover band, which was terrible, and Pat Benatar. I've never heard Hit Me With Your Best Shot sung like that before, and I started thinking, this is like karaoke. some of these bands are like karaoke. I guarantee there are people that do it well, like Journey. The guy is such a dead ringer for Steve Perry that, I mean, he embodies him, that he's with the real band, the Journey band. And he just cut a demo. They plucked him out of obscurity. And voila, the rest is history. But that is a much different situation than the entire band just playing cover tunes. Matt, I'm sure you've heard a bunch of cover bands.
Am I right? Definitely have. I can, it depends on the situation, but I can get into them sometimes. And it's like the band that we just heard right there, that's a band called Hayseed Dixie. And they put their own spin on things, so then you can kind of get into that. Now, so there's some places around here that'll have, like, an 80s cover band night, and you'll have a lot of local bands that'll take on the persona of, you know, like, Poison and Def Leppard and things like that. And you can get a little... There's some fun out of that, but sometimes when you just go to your regular bar and there's a band playing cover songs, not so much.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, and... If they're really good, kudos. I mean, if they got it down, you just know the difference. I mean, how it's not so much about the look. If they nail the vocals, I think that's the key. And obviously, Journey proved that because, and again, this isn't a cover situation, but they replaced Steve Perry with a guy who sounds exactly like him.
Yeah,
I mean, dead ringer.
I heard that guy before, and... Sublime also did the same thing with the guy called Rome, I believe is his name, that he just put up YouTube videos and then sounded like their old lead singer and plucked him in right and just put him into the band.
Yeah, but here's the question. Cover band or a band that's okay, but they're writing their own stuff and you're in some bar somewhere, which would you, a really good cover band or an original?
I don't know. I like seeing a lot of the original, you know, musicians when you can discover new bands is fun. But I think if I'm out with a group of people just trying to have a good time, then maybe the cover band's a lot more fun just because everybody would know the song.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And I guess that's why there was the advent of the cover band and why they're so popular, because people... You know, this is proving the point, and this is the roundabout way. People want the familiar. I mean, we live in a world of change, right? So you want the memory. You're looking for the nostalgia sometimes. And if it's the song that trips your trigger, you just know it. And you know the words to it versus some really good musician who has his own material, but you never really heard him before, and you don't know the words to the songs and that kind of stuff. So I understand the whole idea of the cover tune and, you know, the cover song and the cover bands, but I just think it's interesting that some people, the guy from AC/DC, he was talking about making a living. He told me he's making a really good living imitating, you know, it's like that movie, I can't think of the name of the movie, Jennifer Aniston was in it, but that was what that was about, where they plucked...
Rockstar, I think.
Rockstar, where the guy...
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Well, I really like Mark Wahlberg. He's talented. So anyway, that's the whole idea there, and then he gets flipped into a band like the Perry situation, and with, you know, it's interesting with the AC/DC thing that, okay, they have You Shook Me All Night Long and, you know, all the famous songs, the songs they made famous that you hear a lot of times, Back in Black, TNT, Razor's Edge, you know, that's 70s, 80s, even Thunderstruck was, what, 1990, but there are people feasting on this. There's several AC/DC cover bands that make a really good living where the people are making... $150, $300, you know, crazy money. I started to talk to one of them and found out, wow, this is a pretty good, that's a pretty good life that they get to play kind of rock star, but, you know, they're traveling around, they're going to smaller venues, and they nail it. They sound somehow just like the Australian hard rock band that was formed back in the early 70s, if I remember, Malcolm and Angus Young, who are still members of the band. So they, so AC/DC lives on, but boy, so do all the imitators. All right, there's no way that you could find this imitated anywhere. You know, that whole fiction is stranger, that kind of thing. We're looking for the truth, flat out. And I think, even though I'm veering off into the, you know, some other interesting things, like bringing up the cover band thing, there's no doubt that the administration is not going to be able to run for cover when it comes to what's happening with Benghazi hasn't gone away. So Benghazi, the AP phone records scandal, and the IRS scandal. And especially, I think, Benghazi, they can keep talking about it being a GOP thing and headhunting Hillary Clinton or whatever. But the bottom line is that with the two new little nuggets that have been served up, it's pretty tough to run away from that. I mean, the Department of Justice, what were they thinking? Clearly, the constitutional issues now get played over and over again. It's not like some four pieces of parchment that we just throw on the shelf somewhere. People are really paying attention, as we know from the whole Second Amendment thing. So with that happening, why they would take the chance, I don't know, why they would take the chance just to find out where the leak was. I didn't know that there was going to be some blowback on this, or I guess just not thinking that it was going to, that it was going to happen, thinking that it was just perhaps going to kind of go away. I mean, talk about an unbelievable intrusion. I just don't see how the White House can back that up, which is exactly like the IRS thing. How do you back up what the IRS did in bullying people who had Tea Party in their name or Patriot whatever in their name? You know, they have to know that. You know, you can't play dumb anymore. It's not a defense. There's no defense for, geez, I didn't know. So the DOJ, I'm thinking of the dog, the DOJ seizing the AP phone records in this leak investigation, crazy dragnet thing, I think bites them big time. 2 months of phone records, reporters, editors, not telling them they were doing that. You know, they're going to say that the step was something they had to do to avoid a substantial threat to the integrity of the leak investigation. Are they really going to get away with that? It's really time for the watchdogs to press on. I mean, big time to press this.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.